Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Hey there, Enjoyers. Hope you're doing really well today. Well, here we are. It is Sunday and we are in for a great day. I believe today that God has got a word for you, particularly for you. Absolutely, particularly for you, for all of us, for every enjoyer everywhere, and for all those that are watching in today, this word is for you. I have absolutely no doubt about it. You know, if the word is, it is darkest just before the dawn, then I got a feeling dawn is about to rise. I got a feeling dawn is on our doorstep. I got a feeling we're about to step into the most glorious and wonderful days that we have ever experienced. But to experience all that God has got for us, we need to be up and about and leaning into the Word of God, embracing the Word of God, receiving the Word of God. So this is what I want to encourage you with today. I am not the dawn master, meaning that I cannot make the dawn rise. But here is the thing. We know the one who can. His name is Jesus. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. And he is greater than any situation or circumstance you might find yourself in today. Friends, I've got to tell you, he is the bright and morning star. He is the light of day. He is the light of glory. He is the light of the world. And he was, he will always be the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows where you're at and he is going to bring light into the darkness. I have absolutely no doubt about it. As we come around the Word of God today, can I encourage you, get ready to receive the Word of God. Don't just hear the Word of God today. Get ready to receive the Word of God. Open up your heart. Catch the Word of God. Because I honestly believe that if you can receive what the Spirit would be saying today, then by the end of this service, that's right, by the end of this service, you're gonna have air in your tires, you're gonna have air in your lungs, you're gonna have joy and you're gonna have hope like you've not experienced for a long, long time. Why? Because I'm preaching? No, because the Word of God is the Word of God. And the Word of God is always powerful. It is powerful enough to change your situation. It is powerful enough to change your reality. Friends, get ready today to receive the Word of God. This is what I know. Many of us today, we find ourselves in a wilderness experience. We're all in this together. These times are the craziest of times. You know it. And I know it. They are challenging. They are unprecedented. They are confusing on many levels. But how many of you know the Word is always the Word? It doesn't matter about the times. What matters is the Word is always the truth. And when we embrace the Word, when we're in the wilderness experiences, just like we're in good experiences and the good times, it does what it is meant to do. Friends, I want to encourage you today. We might find ourselves in a wilderness experience today. But the truth is, this wilderness experience that we find ourselves in, it is not beyond the realms of God. It is not beyond the realms of his reach, and neither is it beyond the realms of his love. Now, we're familiar enough with the Word of God to understand that wilderness experiences typically are not pleasant places. You know it's true, I know it's true. I wish it wasn't like that, but we all know this to be the case. In fact, when the children of Israel, you know as well as I do, when the children of Israel, when they left Egypt and stepped out to go towards the promised land, that was the point there. They stepped out of their Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land. They found themselves in a wilderness experience for a long time. How many of you know that wasn't the plan of God? It wasn't the purposes of God that they would be found in this place for a long time. They were meant to leave that place of poverty and enter the place of promise. They were meant to leave that place of slavery and enter the place of freedom. But they got themselves stuck here in this wilderness experience. But they got themselves stuck in the wilderness because of how they viewed things. They got stuck in their wilderness because of how they believed. They got stuck in the wilderness experience because of their thought patterns and the way they would process in their thinking and their faith. And that they got themselves stuck there, not because of a lack of God, but because of a lack of faith. It's interesting. I think we can get stuck sometimes in places that we're meant to have moved on from long ago, but we get stuck there because of a lack of faith. because of the way they viewed things, an 8-day journey ended up being a 40-year nightmare. But the nightmare, as I've already said, wasn't because of an absence of God, but because of an absence of faith. And yet, even in that place where there was an absence of faith and their faith didn't please the Lord, still the Lord provided for them. Friends, I want to encourage you today, the Lord is going to provide for you. So while the years went by, the promises of God, they hung in the air. They lingered. They waited for the people of God to arrive at the right place at the right time. I can't begin to imagine how Joshua and Caleb would have felt the day that the Jordan opened before them and they went down and they walked through the waters and came out the other side. But you know, that feeling that they felt, that overwhelming joy as they left their wilderness and entered into the promises of God, the promised land. Friends, I'm believing that as good as it was for them, you know what I'm believing for? I'm believing it for me and my family. I'm believing it for you and your family. I'm believing together we're going to leave our wilderness behind and we're going to enter into the fullness of all that God has promised for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, no matter, you know, there's over 7,000 of them in the Word of God. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Friends, if you're waiting on your promise, if you're waiting to see your promise fulfilled, can I encourage you today? Can I encourage you to let your amen be both heard and seen by the way you live in the wilderness before you enter the promise? All right, did you hear that? That's what I want to encourage you to do today. I want to encourage you to let your amen be both heard and seen by the way you live your life as you wait in eager anticipation and expectation for the promise of God to be revealed in your life. The promise that God has spoken over you and into you is going to become your reality. But if you're not in it yet, if you haven't stepped in and possessed it yet, can I encourage you, own the wilderness that you're in. It's a little bit like a series we've done before. You've got to own the pit you're in. Let's own the wilderness that we're in, that we might, after doing well in here, step into all that God has got for us. Friends, I promise you, the word that God has spoken over your life, it is yet to be fulfilled. It is hanging. It is lingering. It's waiting for us to arrive, and arrive we will. So as much as I love the Old Testament with its wilderness and its stories back there, I got to tell you, when I look at the New Testament, there's actually a picture of the wilderness there that I think we can get a whole lot out of today. And I'm going to go there and I'm going to read a passage of Scripture and you'll work out really quickly. It's a long passage of Scripture. That's right. It's a long passage of Scripture. The reason I want to read the passage in totality is simply that we might see how the promises of God are inherited. Friends, the promises that God has spoken over your life are not empty words. They're not words without meaning, but they're words of purpose and they're words of destiny. And the words that God has spoken over you, over your marriage, over your family, over your business, over your finances, over your health, over your life, if they're yet to be fulfilled, then they're yet to be fulfilled. We, as the people of God, need to inherit what is ours in Christ, that is spoken in the Word, and there's a way to inherit what God has spoken over us. All right. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 says, "We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised." How do we inherit the promises of God? Through faith and patience. Friends, I want to encourage you. You may be in a wilderness today, but if you will, in this season, embrace faith and patience, make them your twin friends, then I promise you, you're going to come through your wilderness and inherit all that God has got for you. Joshua and Caleb were the only two men of a whole generation that were able to go through the wilderness and possess what had been promised. The reason they were able to go through their wilderness was simply because of faith and patience. They embraced faith. They embraced patience. They made them dear friends and they journeyed together. And as they journeyed in the fullness of time, they stepped through the Jordan and into what had been promised by God. Just as Jesus, when he found himself in the wilderness, he came out of his wilderness to inherit what had been promised. But in the same way, it was only by faith and patience. Faith and patience. Friends, I want to encourage you today, make faith and patience your friends, because if you do and you journey together, you're going to come through your wilderness and into all that God has got for you. Now, turn with me if you will. Luke chapter 4, we're going to read from verse 1 together. Listen to this here. All right. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. In other words, he wasn't finished. He was going to come around that mountain again. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into their synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." As Georgie said a few weeks ago, it's darkest just before the dawn. In the same way, so often, just before we see the promises of God fulfilled in our life, we have to endure a wilderness. Before the children of Israel possessed the promised land, they had to go through a wilderness. Before this scripture was fulfilled in Jesus' life, he had to go through a wilderness. But as friends, I want to encourage you today, it's not just enduring the wilderness that will open up the Jordan before you. No. It is how we endure the wilderness that will cause the Jordans to open up before us. We clearly see that the children of Israel roamed around the wilderness for 40 years because they very much lacked faith and patience. On the contrary, we see Jesus being led by the Spirit through the wilderness. Praise God. I love the fact that the Spirit was with Jesus in the wilderness. He didn't find himself in a wilderness because he did the wrong thing. He didn't find himself because he was out of the will of God in a wilderness. No. The Spirit led him into the wilderness. He was full of the Holy Spirit when he came into this place. But in this place, through faith and patience, he journeyed through his wilderness. Then at the right time, he came out the other side. Friends, I promise you, you will come through your wilderness if you travel with faith and patience. We need to embrace faith and patience as our friend. We need to bring them into our life. We need to lean into the presence of God. Ask that his presence would lead us and guide us. Lord, lead us by your Spirit that we might come through our wilderness, Lord, into all the fullness of what you've promised us. This faith and patience that we see in Jesus was the same faith and patience that took Joshua and Caleb through their wilderness and into the promised land. It wasn't based on what was happening around them. No, not at all. It was based solely upon what God had said. Friends, I want to encourage you today. What has God said? I want to ask you today, what has God said? What has God promised you? What has God spoken to you about your life, about your marriage, about your family, about your business, about your finances, about your career? What has God said? Continue to believe that what God has said is going to become your reality. Continue to believe that what God has said is going to be fulfilled in your life. That's why, you know, it's like when you wake up every day, yes, we see a new dawn every day, but I promise you this, if you will walk with faith and patience, just like there is a new dawn in the natural every day, there is going to be a new dawn in the spirit. The light of God is going to break through into your situation and you're going to come out of your wilderness into all that God has promised you. In Luke chapter 4, verse 21, Jesus said to everyone present in the synagogue, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." He saw the promise fulfilled because the word in him was greater than the wilderness that he was in. That's right. I'll say that again. He saw the promise of God fulfilled because the word in him was greater than the wilderness that you're in. Some of you are like, "I don't know that I'm ever going to get out of this wilderness." Friends, I encourage you, let the word of God be alive in you, because the word of God that's alive in you is more powerful than any wilderness that you may find yourself in today. So when the devil came to tempt him, and let's face it, that's what he's going to do. He's going to do it to Jesus. He did it to Jesus. He did it to the children of Israel, and he's going to do it to you as well. Friends, if you're in a wilderness at the moment and you're believing for greater days, understand the devil's going to come after you. He's looking for opportune times to come and tempt you, to drag you away from your new friends, faith and patience, because he knows faith and patience will cause you to inherit the promises of God. But if you'll depart from them and be tempted by him, then he's going to win and you get stuck in the wilderness. This is not the plan of God for your life. The plan of God for your life is the same as it was for all of Israel, is the same as it was for Jesus. Is the will of God for your life is that you would move through your wilderness and possess the promises of God. But the enemy came to tempt Jesus over and over. As in, and not just once, twice, three times, but every time there was an opportune time, he turned up again and he turned up again. You know, I think it's interesting that the enemy comes, the enemy is smart. He's a smart adversary. He turned up when Jesus was isolated. He was by himself. Church, don't isolate yourself at this time. I say that to you as a pastor, as a father, as a friend, do not isolate yourself. Do all that you can to engage in fellowship and to engage with the brothers and sisters. We are stronger and we are better together. But the enemy came after Jesus when he was isolated, when he was feeling hungry, when he was feeling empty, when he was feeling rejected, when he was feeling hopeless. That is when the enemy would come. But how many of you know that the word of God was so richly in him? He was like, no. I am not going to give down. Give myself to the temptations as they come. Because why? Because I plan to inherit what God has got for me. And through faith and patience, he rejected the word of the enemy and he received the word of God. Greater was the word of God that was in him than the wilderness that he found himself in. And then when he came through, he inherited and possessed all that God had for him. So every time the devil came to Jesus, Jesus just hit him up the side of the head with the word of God. Friends, I want to encourage you. This is why we need to be a people of the word. But when the enemy comes to tempt us, it's like, no. I know the word of God. Bang, six, over the fence you go. We're not gonna entertain you. We're not gonna put up with your nonsense and your talk that just wants to take us away from faith and patience. No, we are gonna lean into the word of God and through faith and patience inherit everything that has been promised. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Joshua and Caleb, they had to inherit through faith and patience. Jesus had to inherit through faith and patience. We also need to inherit through faith and patience. For Caleb and Joshua, you know what this was called? this faith and patience, summed up in a word, it's wholehearted, wholehearted. These men are known as following the Lord wholeheartedly. Didn't matter what they saw, what they felt, what was happening, what was going on in the land. No. They heard the word of God. Remember Numbers chapter 13 from verse 1. It says here, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel." You know, Joshua and Caleb, they understood this was a done deal. Why? Because this was the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord wasn't to go and spy out the land and see whether you can possess the land that I want to give you. That was not the word. When God spoke to Moses, God said to Moses, all right, I want you to choose these spies and get them to go and spy out the land I am giving to them. This is what Joshua and Caleb built their life upon. This is why they had such great faith and great patience, because it wasn't around natural circumstances. It wasn't around what they saw in the natural, what they felt. No. It was based solely on the word of God. So they followed the Lord wholeheartedly, and we know they possessed the land. Praise God. Friends, I want to encourage you, there is a word that you are to possess. You may find yourself in the wilderness, but God is going to bring you through. There is a word to be laid hold of. There is a future to be inherited. The promises of God to all of us that are in Christ are yes and amen, and we will not take anything other than that. I don't know about you. I don't want to settle in the wilderness. It's like I might be in the wilderness today, but I'm not settling here today. No, I'm moving through. How? Through faith and patience. Think about this. Jesus, he's our example. He went into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. And then from that place being filled with the Holy Spirit, he was tempted for 40 days. The 40 days is a type of what the children of Israel went through in their 40 years. It is to be likened. We can see the similarities here. And so, whereas the children of Israel, most of them died in the wilderness because they lacked faith and they lacked patience, not so with Jesus. No. Jesus went into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. He was tempted and tested for 40 days, and then he came out of the wilderness. He was led in and he was led out. But when he came out of the wilderness, he wasn't just full of the Holy Spirit now, but he was full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Friends, he came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage some of you, because there is a new dawn breaking over your life today. There is something supernatural that's about to occur in your life. You will come through this wilderness experience, but if it was good on the way in, it's going to be better on the way out. I want to tell you, if you felt the presence of God on the way in, you're going to feel His glory, and you're going to see His glory on the way out like never before. I promise you, this wilderness experience, it will not destroy you. It will not kill you. You're going to come through it. You're going to come through your Jordan and into all that God has got for you, so that you might say, just as Jesus said, today you have seen this scripture fulfilled. Friends, I want to encourage you, the words that God has spoken over your life, we will see them fulfilled. God is going to be glorified. You are going to live the dream. And I promise you this, I promise you, your life will be a living testimony to all those around you. Your sons and daughters will praise God because mom and dad, they held their line. They walked in faith and they walked in patience and they led us through into the promises of God. Your neighbors will look at you differently. Your extended family will say, what is it with this part of the family? They are just blessed. They're blessed on the way in and blessed on the way out. Why? Because through faith and patience, you inherit the promises of God. I want to pray for you all today. I believe that the words that God has spoken over your life and over our life corporately as a church, we will see them fulfilled. Not because we're good, no, but because the word of the Lord, it endures forever. The word of God, it lasts forever. It goes out and it does not return to the Lord void. No. It will do and it will fulfill what it was sent to do and sent to fulfill. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for every brother, every sister that's leaning in today. I pray, Almighty God, they would sense, Lord God, how much you are for them and how much you are with them. And Lord, even though, Lord, many of us find ourselves today in a wilderness experience, we give you praise and we give you honor because we're not in it by ourselves. But Lord, your word is alive in us. Your spirit dwells in our hearts, Lord God. And Lord, that this word of life, Lord God, will lead us through. So I ask, Lord God, may, Lord God, we all have the traveling partners and the traveling friends of faith and patience. May faith and patience lead us through this season into all the promises of God. Lord, we believe, Lord God, just as Jesus went in full of the Holy Spirit and came out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we're going to come through this season, Lord God, and all the world will see the glory of God in and through our lives. So, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, I speak, Lord God, to those promises that have been made. Lord, may they not, Lord God, fall to the ground, but let them linger, Lord God. Let them wait for the people of God, because the people of God are coming, Lord God. The people of God are coming. That we're rising up in faith, Lord God, and with faith and patience, we'll come through our wilderness into all that you have got for us. Lord, I pray blessing and I pray favor. I pray contentment, Lord. I pray peace, Lord, during this season in Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said together, amen and amen. Now, maybe you're watching in today and you're like, far out. This guy is like, what is it? You know what it is? The reason I can preach and speak like this is because I've encountered Christ for myself. If you've been hearing me today and you're like, man, I don't understand it all. Friends, you'll never understand until you give your life to Christ. No one can understand until you give your life to Christ. These things, humanity is blind to these things until we give our life to Christ, until God opens our eyes so we can see him in all of his glory. We can see him in all of his splendor. Friends, the Bible tells us clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and the wages for that sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you're watching in today and you're like, I don't have a relationship with Jesus, friends, can I encourage you, give your life to Christ today. Don't let another day go by. Friends, you might be stuck in a wilderness. Maybe your whole life has been a wilderness, but that's not the plan of God for you. That is not the will of God for you. God wants to take you through the wilderness and into the very promises of God. He has got life for you. He has got peace for you. He has got joy for you. He has got hope for you. He's got a promised land for you that'll just make you shout for joy. Friends, I want to encourage you today. Give your life to Jesus. Maybe you used to serve Jesus but have fallen away, walked away, drifted away. I understand stuff happens. We make decisions, whatever. Doesn't matter about that. What matters is this. If you hear God calling you today, come home to Jesus today. Give your life back to Christ today. So I'm going to ask every man, every woman that's watching in, is your life right with God? And if you can't say, yes, I am right with God, right now, I want to encourage you, give your life to Christ. On our online platform, there's a little hand down the bottom there on the right-hand side. I want to encourage you, if your life isn't right with God and you're saying, Shane, I got to get my life sorted out now. I really want to give my life to Jesus. I want to encourage you, hit that little hand right now. Just hit that little hand right now. Say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you're watching on our online on our Facebook platforms, can I encourage you today, just write in the comment section today, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just type it in there. I want to give my life to Jesus. As you hit that hand or write in the Facebook comment section, then one of our team, they're going to reach out to you. They're going to connect with you to help you in your walk with God. We've got a wonderful pastor here by the name of Pastor Tammy. She is here to help you in your next step so that you might begin to grow in God. You're not going to have to do this by yourself, but now you give your life to Jesus, you become part of a family, and we're here to help you. So friend, you want to give your life to Christ today? Hit that hand right now. Just hit that hand. Also, if you're on Facebook, just write in the comments, I want to give my life to Jesus. Just type it out now and we're going to pray. Are you ready to pray? All over in Joy Church, from one end of the globe to the other, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you today for bringing me to this place that I might give my life to you. Today, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my all. I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me of my sin. Help me, Lord, to live a life that is both pleasing and honoring of you. Today, Lord, I give you my life, I give you my all, and I believe from this day on, you are my God, my Lord, my Savior, my friend, and from this day on, I'm your child, and I'll never be alone again. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen and amen. Come on, let's give up for those people who have just given their hearts to Christ. Praise God. God bless you. Reach out to Pastor Tammy. Pastor Tammy's going to reach out to you. It's going to be great. We're here to help you. We're here to serve you. Enjoy. Can I just say, as we're getting ready now to hand over to Kidmania, can I just say to you, you've heard us, you're hearing us. What we're saying consistently in this season is that if you need assistance along the way, please reach out to us. We understand that all of the world is going through a very difficult time. We understand particularly Victoria is going through a very difficult time, but we want you to know that you're not in this wilderness by yourself. Yes, the Lord is with you, but so is the family of God. If you need our assistance and you need our help, you need anything at all, please reach out to us. Know that we love you. Know that we're praying for you. God bless you lots. God bless you always. Kidmania's coming your way. God bless. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.